From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The Georgia Department of Education is developing elementary career, technical, and agricultural education courses to allow students to explore agricultural career interests and opportunities in the early grades. The new program will complement the existing agricultural education courses in the early grades and expand opportunities and reinforce foundational skills outside the core content areas. The program has been offered through a pilot program in 20 schools across the state since 2019. It may not be perfect, but biofuel groups are welcoming last week's signing of the Inflation Adjustment Act that includes key priorities for the biofuels industry. The legislation includes an extension for tax credits for carbon sequestration and utilization, the Clean Fuel Production Credit to produce low-carbon fuels, and five tiers of sustainable aviation fuel credits. Renewable Fuels Association President Jeff Cooper says this bill puts ethanol on a sustainable path for growth and investment. The Department of Justice released a 28-count indictment against former House Ag Committee member J.T. Cox, a Democrat who represented California's 21st district between 2019 and 2021. According to the indictment, Cox perpetrated multiple fraud schemes, created unauthorized off-the-books bank accounts, and diverted client and company money in those accounts through false representations. From 2013 to 18, Cox obtained over $1.7 million across two fraud schemes.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.